song about the groceries. Hot spring thinking about the planting time. Sometimes your vegetables ain't ready, and that's when you call on the vegetable man. When I was little in my hometown in West Virginia, Wheeling, West Virginia, there used to be a guy come down our street selling vegetables in his truck. Custom-made job with his hand, I mean with his, hand-painted sign on the side. Canvas covers over all the veggies and the racks there. He'd come to the top of our street and roll his window down and start yelling out what he had in the truck. His name was Mr. Megna, and it sounded something like this.
Folks, I'm going to grab the banjo now, and it looks like I brought all the band stuff, but they didn't come. And it really is pretty much that. No, it's just an excuse for me to use all the stuff in the music room. I love the banjo. I don't profess to be a banjo player, but I play it for a hobby, and then I made a recording of it here, so I figured I had to get a little more serious, and it's been really fun, but now I have to get a new hobby. One of some of these banjo tunes, the words to them don't make much sense. They're just something that's fun to sing while you're playing the banjo. This is one of those. A lot of jokes about banjos. One of the things that I'm really scared of is leaving my banjo in my car. You know, I think of it as the least, really, I'm sorry to say, I think of it as the least valuable of the instruments that I have. So I bring the other ones in first. The other day I was checking in the motel, got all the stuff out except for the banjo, locked the car, went in, checked in, brought the stuff to the room, went back to get the second trip, got back to the car, and my worst fear was confirmed. I saw the rear window broken out. There was two banjos in there. Don't leave your banjos alone, folks. They'll multiply.